Oh, sorry. I think we have Owen Curry on the line now. Owen, good morning to you there in
good morning.
Tehran.
I'm here.
I was just going to ask you, we're afraid, seriously pressed for time. How has the news filtered out there to the people about these attacks and the suggestion, the suspicion that Iran and the accusation that Iran was responsible for them?
All the news is being led with the refutation of the accusation. Nothing being hidden here. It's quite open. There's open access to international media. But when the reports in the Foreign Affairs Ministry did their broadcast last night, one of the interesting things is how they are taking this all on full flood, refuting the accusations of the United States, and are quite Trumpish in some of the tone and the manner in which they do so. They're sort of saying, you know, that famous Trump tweet that we're locked and ready. They're saying, well, we know if you attack us, we can attack back. And that's really the sort of the spirit in the place. It's not on a war footing, but they are actually hoping for some sort of development, like a major meeting between Trump and Rouhani, which would have been mooted up to the weekend attack, and they are waiting for some news on the sanctions.
Yes, that meeting, the speculation was that it could happen at the UN General Assembly in New York in the coming weeks or so. But talking about the US, I mean, they've obviously imposed heavy economic sanctions on Iraq, which were intended, I think, to an extent, have been severely hurting the Tehran regime. But at the same time, there doesn't appear to be any softening of the attitude being taken by the government there.
Well, you have to define what a softening of the attitude would be. The way Middle Eastern politics is completely defined as my enemy's enemy is my friend. And that has led to all sorts of alliances right across the Middle East. The Iranians are saying we signed up for a deal in good faith. Trump pulled out of it unilaterally. We didn't do anything. We're now being punished for something we didn't do. What they're doing, what's very interesting on the ground, and that's I've been travelling to Iran for the last 3 days, is that sanctions tend to have a spotty and an uneven impact. It impacts on things like credit cards, on banking, on things the middle class do. But ordinary life continues almost as if nothing had happened. And very important for Iran is the support of the Chinese. In Iran, by the way, like Ireland, runs on a trade surplus. It's not a bleeding economy in any sense. And they're hoping to sway the Indians who have followed the US line on sanctions in meetings that are going through today, for instance.
Yes, and talking about the Chinese level of support and interest and investment in Iran, it runs to several hundred billion dollars. Is that right?
You've got to remember this is a very strong indigenous. It's not like Iraq, which is a smaller country that needs the foreign direct investment. These guys stand on their 2 feet. While the Chinese alliance is important for them, it's really important because the Middle East operates with bullies going around. It used to be the Soviet Union, United States. And if you don't have, it's like the schoolyard when I was there a long time ago, if you don't have the protection of one of the big guys, you're vulnerable to being picked on. The Iranians have this very peculiar relation. It's unique down here with the Americans that during the 70s, they were so closely aligned to the Americans under the Shah's time that it led to the overthrow of the government. To give you an example, Sean, one of the things that still sticks in their craw 40 years later, something you wouldn't notice unless you came to the country, is laws like giving Americans immunity from prosecution if they committed a crime in Iran. They saw this as the forfeiting of sovereignty, and that was one of the factors that led to the overthrow of the Shah's regime. 40 years later, they've stood on their own feet. They've suffered a pretty terrific war. You can't go anywhere without seeing the memories of the fallen, and for instance, that prolonged Iran-Iraq war. And now they're undergoing sanctions. It's like there's so much has been thrown at them that they're immune to what's
right
next. But what they're looking for at, and what everybody else is looking at around the world, is Trump has a competition of his most haters, the axis of evil is what the Bushes would have called it. But Venezuela and North Korea,
okay,
and Iran are lined up. He has to do a deal with one of them. They're hoping Iran will be the deal. Thank you, Sean.
Owen, thank you very much indeed for those insights. Owen Curry there. I hesitate to say it's 3:30 past 11, but it is. Apologies for our late arrival at the news desk, and Brian Jennings.